Everybody, today I'm going to read you a story that I wrote not too long ago, and it's called Moral Behavior, and I'm hoping that it will make y'all think a little bit, just get a different perspective. I am bland. I let myself be empty with the hope that I will save myself from staring eyes and demise. My skirt reaches down to my fingertips, just as the dress code says, so that it isn't too short and eyes don't lower when I walk ahead of others. And it isn't too long so that I don't blend into the plaid and protect myself from prude mockeries. My routine consists of a nightly shower with the harshest soaps so that I'm not seen as unhygienic. I don't use lotions or body sprays, though, to prevent noses flailing in my direction. I don't smile. My braces will grab someone's attention. But I don't frown either to ensure I wasn't seen as upset. Knowing people the way I do, they would ask what was wrong just because they're curious. But they don't actually care, do they? I watch myself sink deeper and deeper into my skin, obliviously. I am simply floating on the surface of a rippling desert. I eat very little. I'm afraid to let myself divulge of food. Judgmental minds can form opinions with their eyes alone. I've overheard rumors about pregnancies before, when in reality they were only food babies, as well as childish mockeries of girls and boys with extra body weight. My stomach is never filled. My ribs protrude through my chest. But in our society, bones are more acceptable than rolls of skin. I sit in the back of the classroom so that no one can see the back of my head in case there is a knot in my hair. I keep my feet flat on the floor and my hands folded on my lap, so there is nothing to comment on. I drink a lot of water to make up for the lack of food in my system. If it wasn't for the necessary bathroom break, I wouldn't move a muscle after sitting down in my assigned seat. Besides from taking my notes to blend in with the rest of the class and not be called out by the teacher. I waited over an hour for the teacher to take a break from her lecture, and I raised my hand just high enough for her to notice. With perfect posture, I stood up and walked out of the classroom. I watched my steps, toe to heel, lowering the pressure of my body weight onto the empty hallway's carpet floor. One foot after another, wearing my brandless, unjudgeable white shoes, I turned the corner. I saw an older boy leaning up into the corner of the empty space between the walls and lockers. His skin was filled with color, as if his face had been burnt. His swollen eyelids prevented him from exposing his full eyes to the hallway's cold, drying air. Seeing such a shaken soul gave me a type of physical pain. I couldn't tell if it was my heart beating so fast that I felt paralyzed, or if I had stopped breathing. His hands and legs were jerking at a different rhythm than his veins. He still hadn't noticed me yet. A few seconds later, his legs gave out and sat him down, with his knees pressed to his chest on the itchy carpet floor. I could see his heart beating, pressing against his skin and out of his chest. His breaths were like rapid fire, and I was afraid he was going to pass out. Watching the older boy rake from inside and outward made me feel devastated. However, I felt almost a sense of comfort. I had a feeling of warmth, which in some perspectives can be seen as twisted. His armor was warped and showed his vulnerability. For that entire previous year, I had never seen any pure, genuine, raw emotion like this boy had been trapped by. It broke me and made me feel alive for a small moment for the first time in as long as I could remember. His lips were quivering to the rhythm of his veins now. I sat down next to him and started talking about my favorite artists, specifically Starry Night by Vincent van Gogh, because a student had painted their version of it and had it hung on the wall. I could feel his legs slow through the hallway carpet floor. Even though he hadn't said a word yet, I noticed his mouth open a few times. Nothing came out. So I kept talking. After some time of me telling him to focus on my voice, He opened his mouth once more and quietly spoke of his father. He told me that the previous night his dad discovered he was bi and disowned him, and his best friend wanted nothing to do with him. Right as he finished that sentence, the bell rang. He jumped up and walked out of the school. The next morning, I overheard a story being passed around about a junior who shot himself the previous night. I couldn't feel my arms or my legs. I will never forget the pure rage I felt when overhearing the mockeries of a young man's suicide. I felt alive, but in a way that I wasn't expecting. My body felt open, and I started to learn that I never feared myself. I feared the judgmental minds that form opinions with their eyes alone. That is Moral Behavior by Kylie Henderson. I hope that I made you think and will make you keep thinking. Tune in for the next one right here with The Angry Teenager.